Baal Amor at the end of Pesachim has a very famous kasha. We all know that we recite Shechianu on any mitzvah that's osim mizman lizman, any mitzvah that's seasonal, that comes from time to time, like shofar and lulav, Megillah, even the mitzvahs of the Seder night, we say a Shechianu on them as well. It's just that you don't notice it because it's part of the Kiddush. Same Shechianu that we recite in the Kiddush counts for all the mitzvahs of the Seder. Yes, the Baal Amor, so why is it that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer doesn't get a Shechianu? Manishtana Sfiras HaOmer mikol mitzvahs. The Baal Amor gives two answers to this question. First, he says, Uklolo shel dover, since Sfiras HaOmer is only Zecha LeMikdash, so therefore we don't have a Shechianu on it. Presumably the Baal Amor is saying that any mitzvah that's Zecha LeMikdash doesn't get a Shechianu. Vod, says the Baal Amor, Shlomatzino Birchas Zman El B'Dovah Sheyesh Bo Shum Hanok. We only recite Shechianu on a mitzvah that there's some Hanok. It's both Osim Mizman L'Zman, it's both seasonal, and there's a Hanok, there's a Simcha. Kegon Netilas Lulav, Shehu Bo L'Simcha. Lulav, Netilas Lulav, reminds us of Simcha, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. It's a mitzvah of Simcha. Uzkia HaShofar, L'Zikaron Ben Yisrael, L'Aviyam Shevashamayim. Tzkiyah Shofar reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it creates a connection between Klal Yisrael and Aviyam Shebashamayim. U'mikra Megillah, Duchas Rachman Alon U'Fakinan. Megillah reminds us HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us in the time of the Nesom Purim. U'Pidgin HaBen as well. We make a Shechianu L'Fishiyotze Benomi Sofek Nefel. The Kol Sheshar Shloshim Yom Ba'odam Eino Nefel. Once 30 days have passed, so then there's no chashash that the child is a Nefel. Sviras HaOmer ain't bo zecha l'shavana ela l'agmas nafshenu l'churban beis mavoyen. Zok the Baal Amor, since Sviras HaOmer is only an agmas nefesh for us, it's a zecha to the churban beis hamikdash, because we don't have the carbon of the Omer, we're only counting Svira, so therefore there's no shechianu. These are the two answers that the Baal Amor gives. Either that Sviras HaOmer is only a zecha l'mikdash, so it doesn't get a shechianu, or since it just reminds us of the churban beis hamikdash, even if it's osim mizman lizman, or even if you'll say that a mitzvah of zecha lemikdash should get a shechianu, but Sfiras HaOmer reminds us of the churban beis hamikdash, it's a davar shel tzar. That's why it doesn't get a shechianu. These are the two answers that the Baal Amor gives. Both answers of the Baal Amor seem a little difficult. Let's take them one by one. The first answer of the Baal Amor is that there's no shechianu on a zecha lemikdash, a mitzvah that's only a zecha lemikdash. Is that really correct? We do have other mitzvahs that are zecha l'mikdash. They do get a shechianu. L'mashal, what's a good example? I'm sorry? Lulav, netilas lulav, kol shiva. It's zecha l'mikdash. Min haTorah lukachnu lachem bayom harishon. Min haTorah, we only take the lulav one day. Zecha l'mikdash. Chazal instituted to take it all 7 days. Asmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. The Torah requires that you take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. So Chazal instituted Zecha LeMikdash, so we take a lulav all 7 days. And yet you do recite a Shechianu on that mitzvah. Someone who didn't have a lulav the first day, would recite a Shechianu on the second day. Well, let's say he forgot to recite a Shechianu on the first day, even if he took the lulav, he'd recite a Shechianu on the second day. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah d'arais anymore, it's over. He's fulfilling the Zecha LeMikdash part of the mitzvah. And yet he does recite a Shechianu. So how can the Baal Amor say, just carte blanche, he says that any mitzvah that Zecha LeMikdash doesn't get a Shechianu? The Rav had a very beautiful answer to this kasha. The Rav suggested that there are different mitzvahs that are Zecha LeMikdash. There's a Zecha LeMikdash that the tam ha-takona is Zecha LeMikdash, but the nature of the takona is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Chazal instituted because of Zecha LeMikdash, they wanted you to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Said the Rav, there's some Zecha LeMikdash that not only is the Tama Takona Zecha LeMikdash, but the whole nature of the Takona is it's just a Zecha B'Yalma. It's just a Zecha B'Yalma. Maybe what the Baal Amor is saying is that if Sfiras HaOmer is only a Zecha B'Yalma, we'll have to understand why that's true, but if it's only just a Zecha B'Yalma, it's not a mitzvah the Rabbonon, so maybe that's why it doesn't get Shechianu. Maybe you recite a Shechianu only on a mitzvah. So if Sfiras HaOmer were a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then of course we recite a Shechianu on it. But if it's Zecha LeMikdash, and not just Zecha LeMikdash in the sense of the Tam HaTakana, but if the whole mitzvah is just a Zecha B'Yalma, and of course we have to understand why that should be true, and what kinds of mitzvahs, why should I divide Zecha LeMikdash into two categories? But if I can prove to you that Zecha LeMikdash can come in a second In the second cat, in the second form, that Zech LaMinish might be just a Zech LaBialma, so then we might be able to explain why a Zech LaMinish that's just a Zech LaBialma will not get a Shechiyah. So what kind of an idea is this? Why should I say that Zech LaMinish might only be a Zech LaBialma, it's not a Mitzvah de Rabbanan? So perhaps the best place to look to elaborate, to extrapolate, to develop this notion is the Mitzvah Korach. The Mitzvah of Korach, we got up to the Gemara in Kuf Tes Vav before Yom Tov. We got to the Gemara in Kuf Tes Vav in Pesachim. And we stopped right before the Mitzvah of Korach. So let's continue where we left off, and you'll see that this is actually going to relate very, very much so to the whole discussion. The Gemara in Kuf Tes Vav in Pesachim discusses the Machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim, the famous Machlokes, whether you're supposed to be Korach and Matzah Morah together, or you're supposed to eat them separately. The Tanya says the Gemara, Amru lav al hilo shayakarchem v'asachas, v'ochlan shnemar matzahs umrorim yochluhu. The hilo used to be korech the matzah marv v'asachas, and he'd eat them together as a sandwich. And the Gemara quotes different brisos, different, it's actually machlokes amoroim, what the chachamim held, not so simple, complicated. The way that we say it over is that the chachamim, the hilo, assume that there's no mitzvah of korech. There's no mitzvah of korech. What does that mean, there's no mitzvah of korech? What does that mean that there's no mitzvah of Korech? So the Poshup Shad is that the Chachamim hold you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Morah by not putting them together. You're supposed to eat them separately. That's the Poshup Shad. The Hillel holds you have to eat them together. And the Rabbanan hold that you're not supposed to eat them together. It's also to eat them together, so to speak. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah and Morah if you eat them together. Others claim, no, maybe the Chachamim admit that you could be Yotzei with Korech, there's just no Chiyuv to make a Korech. That's Tosis Shita. But most Rishonim assume that the Chachamim hold you're not supposed to make Korech, that you only fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah Mor if you eat them separately, not if you eat them together. Of course, you're supposed to eat them at the same time that you're eating the Korban Pesach, but you're supposed to eat them separately. That's the Poshup Shah, that's what everyone knows. So what's this halacha, bizman hazeh? What's the din bizman hazeh? We have a shita of Hillel, we have a shita of the Rabbana. What's the din bizman hazeh? So the Gemara actually doesn't pass in who the halacha is like. The Gemara instead gives us a statement. Hashtod lo itmar hilchas lo kehillel v'lo kerabbanan, the last wide line, the first wide line. Mevarech al achilas matzah v'ochil, v'hada mevarech al achilas mara v'ochil. Says the Gemara, since we don't have a psak halacha either kehillel or kerabbanan, so you got to do three things. You eat the matzah separately, make an alachilas matzah, eat the matzah separately, make an alachilas mara, eat the mara separately. Then we eat matzah and mara together as a zechel l'migdosh kehillel. So what's pshat in this Gemara? At first glance, what the Gemara is saying is we don't know if the halacha is like the rabbanan or like hillel. If it would be like the Rabbanan, then it would be enough to eat the matzah and the morah together. It would be enough to eat the matzah and the morah, and that's it. Eat them separately, and that's it. But Hillel, if Hillel holds that you have to have a korach, you have to eat the matzah and the morah together, so as a zechel amigdash to remind us of Hillel's shita, we eat korach as well. If we were to pass them like the Chacham, it would be enough to eat the matzah and the morah separately, because we're not sure whether we pass them like the Chacham or like Hillel, so bizman hazeh we do a zechel amigdash ke Hillel. We eat like Hillel as well. We eat the Korach as well. What's the din according to Hillel, though? How would Hillel say to do bizman hazeh? We have to do all three, because maybe you're not going to be Yotzi with Korach. So maybe the halacha is like the Chacham. If you're not Yotzi with Korach, you have a problem. So we say, eat the matzah and the morah separately, and then do zechel and migdash ke Hillel, eat the matzah and the morah together. But what would Hillel hold? So that's very complicated, not so simple. If you were to ask me, I'd say that Hillel would claim that you should eat them together, period. That's it. So we're eating the matzah and the morah separately to be yotze the chachamim shita, and we're eating the korach to be yotze Hillel. That's what I would say if you were to ask me. That's not what Tosis says. Ela mevarech ha-matzah ve'ochel mevarech ha-morah. Says Tosfos, im hayah korach shneim yachad tchila v'asim morah d'rabbanan u'mevatel ha-matzah. If you'd be korach them together, then you'd be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah d'araisa. The morah d'rabbanan would be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah d'araisa. Im hayah ochel matzah b'lo morah tchila k'shayah korach ha-nachakach, chasim matzah d'rishus u'mevatel morah d'rabbanan. And vice versa, if you the matzah would be mevatel the morah. If you'd eat the matzah without morah tchila, you've eaten the matzah already. Let's say then stage B, you'd eat the korech without eating morah separately. So then matzah would be mevatel the mitzvah of morah. Why is matzah mevatel the mitzvah of morah? Matzah is deraisa, morah is the rabbanon. How could that be mevatel? The answer is once I've fulfilled my mitzvah of matzah, so then matzah is a davar shel rishus. A davar shel rishus is certainly mevatel a mitzvah the rabbanon. How do I know that? Give me an example of that. What's the example that we had in Tosis on Kuf Yudalit on the Mishnah? Charoses. If charoses is a davar shel rishus, if you hold charoses is not a mitzvah, it's only mishum kofos. How can you dip the morah into charoses? Isn't the davar shel rishus going to be mevatel the mitzvah the rabbanon of morah? So says Tosis, after I fulfill my mitzvah of matzah, matzah is like charoses. Matzah is a davar shel rishus. I've been yotzei my mitzvah of matzah. So then if I eat korech without morah separately, I'll be mevatel my mitzvah of morah with the matzah. So that's why one has to eat the matzah separately, then the morah separately, and then zecher l'migdash, we eat the korech together. But says Tosis, umiyu, I have a kaimalon kehillel, if we have like hillel, hava avdinan hachi, we would do like this, matzah l'chuda, v'hoder matzah u'morah b'kricha. If you held like Hillel, then we wouldn't have to do morah separately before the korech. We just eat matzah, then we eat korech, matzah morah together. Why? Kevin should tzarech lasos midrabbonon mitzvah skricha kehillel, havadrabbonon udrabbonon. Since there's a mitzvah drabbonon zechel mikdash to do like Hillel, to do a kricha, so then the matzah is not a davar shel rishus anymore. Matzah is a davar shel rishus if I don't have to eat the matzah. I've already fulfilled my mitzvah matzah by eating matzah separately, so now it becomes a davar shel rishus if I'm going to eat it with the korech. But if I have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, even bisman hazeh, since it's zecher l'mikdash, kehillel, to eat the korech together, matzah mar together, I have a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So according to Hillel, I could eat the matzah and the mar together without eating mar separately. I could eat the matzah first, I've been yotzei my mitzvah d'rais of matzah, then let me eat the korech, and I have my mitzvah d'rabbanan of matzah with a mitzvah d'rabbanan of mar. They won't be mevatel each other. They won't be mevatel each other. If I were to hold that a mitzvah is mevatel zuazu, then the mitzvah d'rabbanan and each mitzvah d'rabbanan will not be mevatel the other. So Hillel would say, I don't have to eat the morah separately. The rabbanan would say, I have to eat the morah separately. Because once I fulfill my mitzvah of matzah, so then I don't have a mitzvah d'rabbanan to eat matzah and morah together, according to the Chachamim. And even if you'll say like Tosfos, that the Chachamim hold you can be yotzei a mitzvah of morah with korech, you can be yotzei, but there's no chiyuv to eat it that way. I've been yotzei my mitzvah of matzah by eating it separately. So according to the Chachamim, I don't have a mitzvah d'rabbanan to eat the matzah together with the morah. So if I don't have a mitzvah d'rabbanan to eat matzah together with morah, then my matzah will be mevatel my morah. But according to Hillel, since I have to eat the matzah and the morah together as korech, so I still have a mitzvah d'rabbanan to eat matzah. So if I hold it, a mitzvah is mevatel zuesu, my matzah and mara are not going to be mevatel each other. The matzah will not be mevatel the mara because it's not matzah shel rishus, it's matzah shel mitzvah. That's Tosfos chiddush. So what do you see clearly from Tosfos? What's the zecher l'migdash according to Hillel b'zman hazeh? Is that just a zecher b'alma or is that a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Clearly it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Because if it's just a zecher b'alma, even if you'll tell me that it's not a davar shel rishus, but it's not the same level as mara. If you tell me that korech is a zecher b'alma, it's just a zecher to the korech that Hillel made b'zman shemesa mina shayekayim. So then the question comes back: how can you eat the korech? Won't the matzah shel rishus be mevatel the mara? Okay, there's a zecher, but could I eat the korech without eating mara first? I should have to eat the mara first, because if not, then there's a question whether I'm actually going to fulfill the mitzvah of mara. The matzah shel rishus, so to speak, the matzah of zecher l'migdash, that's just a zecher b'yalma, should come and be mevatel the morah. So clearly Tosfos is assuming that the zecher l'migdash of eating korech is not just a zecher b'yalma. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then we can understand why the matzah is not going to be mevatel the morah, because the matzah is d'rabbanan, the morah is d'rabbanan. The matzah is only a zecher l'migdash, and the morah is not just a zecher l'migdash, it's also a d'rabbanan. No, but they're both d'rabbanans. It doesn't matter what the tam is, they're both rabbanon, so therefore the matzah is not going to be mevatel the morah. Okay, so Tosfos clearly holds that the zecher l'migdash kehillel is a real mitzvah rabbanon. Yeshua, do you have something? Okay. Who disagrees with Tosfos? The Rambam. Yes?
Does that mean that we still have a kasha now on the way Tosfos holds Tosfos, why we don't make shechianah? Yeah?
No, we'll get back to that in a moment. Yeah, take it easy. Yes.
So according to Tosfos, we're saying that there's three separate mitzvahs: matzah, maror, and korev. According to his interpretation of Hillel.
No, according to Tosfos, Hillel holds that there's only a mitzvah Rabbanan of Zechel and Migdash to eat korev. Right. Well, there is a mitzvah of matzah deraisa. That's
yeah.
Okay, matzah deraisa. Midrabbanan, there's a mitzvah to eat korech, matzah and marah together. The chachamim would hold that there's a mitzvah derabbanan to eat marah. Because of the chachamim, I have to eat marah separately before the zeichel amigdash kehillel. Before I eat korech to be yotzei hillel, I have to eat marah separately to be yotzei the shita of the chachamim. But hillel would say, I don't have to eat marah separately. What could be the problem? I'll fulfill my mitzvah deraisa of matzah, and then I'll fulfill my mitzvah derabbanan of eating marah and matzah together by eating korech. What's the problem?
Yeah, but it sounds like the way Tosfos phrases it, it sounds like it's two separate mitzvahs, because he says it's a derabbanan vid derabbanan. It's two derabbanan. Derabbanan of korech, derabbanan of
marah. It means it's a derabbanan of marah, but Hillel holds that the derabbanan of marah is supposed to be fulfilled by eating matzah together with it. So there's a new mitzvah derabbanan of matzah to eat together with the marah. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. You see, according to Tosfos, the lashon of the Gemara is mamish beautiful. It's even better. Because according to Tosfos, every part of these three items is necessary to be yotzei a particular shita. Matzah, everyone holds that you have to eat. That's a mitzvah deraisa, so clearly that has to be eaten separately. But why am I eating maror separately? So according to Tosfos, I'm eating maror separately for the chachamim. Why am I eating korech after that? For Hillel. I'm not eating both for both shitas, right? Each one is for a particular shita. Okay? So according to Tosfos, the lashon of the Gemara is even better. I have to eat maror separately only according to the chachamim. I have to eat korech only for Hillel. I don't eat that for the Chacham. Even though Tosfos happens to be the one who claims that the Chacham hold you can be Yotzi with Korech as well, but there's no Chiyuv to eat Korech. Hillel says that there's a Chiyuv to eat Korech. The Chacham will say there's no Chiyuv to eat the Matzah and the Marah together. You can be Yotzi. You're not going to ruin the mitzvah if you eat it that way. But since there's no mitzvah, so therefore the Chacham would say that once you eat the Marah separately, you've been Yotzi. There's no Chiyuv to eat the Korech. But according to Hillel, there's a Chiyuv to eat Korech. So Zechel HaMikdash, we eat the Matzah and the Marah together. Where does the Rambam argue with Tosfos? Where does the Rambam seem to assume that Zechel HaMikdash of Korech is a mitzvah Rabban? It's Beferish. The Rambam in Ilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches. Where's this Perek Ches? Halacha Ches. Bezman hazeh she'en sham korban acha shemavarech hamotzi lechem chozu mevarech al achilas matzah umetavel matzah b'charosis ve'ochel. The Rambam says you first eat matzah. Then you do the same for Mara, eat them separately. Okay, the Rambam says don't leave it in the charoses too long. It'll be mevatel etam. V'zu mitzvah midivrei sofrim, says the Rambam. V'choze v'korech matzo mara matabel v'charoses v'ochlem below bracha zechel emikdash. Then the Rambam says, after you've eaten the matzah and the mara separately, then you chozu v'korech matzah and mara together, you eat them zechel hamikdash below bracha. So what's this mitzvah midivrei sofrim that the Rambam is talking about? Mara. Right? There's a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah, bo'erev tochel matzah, then there's a mitzvah derabbanan of mara. And then the Rambam says, then you korech matzah and mara together, and you eat them below bracha, zechel hamikdash. Why does he say zechel hamikdash? If I were writing the Rambam according to Tosfos, I would have said, V'chozu v'korech matzah mara u'metal v'charoses v'ochlem below bracha midivrei sofrim zechel hamikdash midrabbanan zechel hamikdash. He doesn't say that. He distinguishes clearly between mara and korech. Mara is midivrei sofrim and korech is zechel hamikdash. So the impression you get from the Rambam is that he holds that korech is a zechel hamikdash. It's a zecher b'yalma. It's not a mitzvah derabbanan. It's a zecher b'yalma. It's not on the same level as mara. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos understood that korech is mamish on the same level as mara. That Hillel holds midrabbanan, you're really supposed to eat the matzah and the marah together. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. The Rambam seems to say no, it's just a zecher b'yalma. It's not a mitzvah derabbanan. This is in fact what the Bach writes in a slightly different context. We'll get to his context in a moment. The Bach, on his commentary of the tour, he writes that bizman hazeh, he says, even Hillel would hold that there's no mitzvah derabbanan to eat korech. It's just a zecher b'yalma. It's just a zecher l'mikdash. But why is it a zecher l'mikdash? Says the Bach, since there's no mitzvah to eat the korban Pesach, So there's no concept of korech b'zman hazeh. It's zeichel l'mikdash, but it's not a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. The Prima Godim explains that the Bach means as follows. There's a machlokas we've shown him. What did Hillel put in his sandwich? What did he put in the korech? What are the different shitas? What do Rashi and the Rashbam hold? What did Hillel put in his sandwich? Anyone? Does anyone know? Rashi and the Rashbam hold that Hillel put Pesach in there as well. Korcham Vasacha says Rashi, Pesach Matzo Mor. He put Pesach in there also. The Rambam has a different girsa though. The Rambam claims that he only put Matzah Mor. Right? Matzah Samorah Yochluhu is the mitzvah to eat matzah and morah together with the Pesach, but not in the sandwich. You got morah and matzah in your sandwich, and the Karim Pesach is eaten separately. It's eaten together with the matzah and morah, but that's not part of the sandwich. That's the Rambam Shitan Hill. Zok the Prima Godim. So according to Rashi and Rashbam, we understand Korech is a Zecher Lamigdash. It's just a Zecher B'Yalma. It's not a mitzvah Rabbanan B'Zman Hazeh. Why? It can't be a mitzvah Rabbanan if the Maisa mitzvah that Hillel had, the way that he was mekayim this mitzvah b'zman shebeis minyan shekayim, was by putting Pesach, Matzah, and Morah together, and some have that girsa. Right? When they eat the korah, they're different nuschos. Some say Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. Some say Matzah, Umar. They're different nuschos there, based on the different rishonim. But if Hillel had the minig to eat Pesach, Matzah, Umar, to have the krich of all three items together, so then we can understand that b'zman hazeh is just a zecher b'yalma. It can't be a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The mitzvah d'rabbanan has to be the same ma'isa mitzvah that they did b'zman shebeis minyan shekayim. If not, how could it be a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Zok the Prima Godim. If you hold like the Rashbam and Rashi, then we understand that it's just a zecher b'yalma. It's just a zecher b'yalma. Of course, there's a little bit of a sticking point in that, because who's the one who holds that Hillel didn't put the Pesach together with the matzah and the morah? The Rambam. And who seems to say that it's just a zecher b'yalma b'zman hazeh? The Rambam. How does he explain? The Brisker Rav supposedly said, they quote Bishmo, that he said that even according to the Rambam you can explain. Because the mitzvah, the Rabbanan, the mitzvah according to Hillel to eat the korech with the Karban Pesach, that's only when the Karban Pesach was there. The mitzvah, the Rabbanan, even if you'll understand that the mitzvah, the Rabbanan to have a korech is matzah and mor. Not matzah and mor with the Pesach. It's matzah and mor in the sandwich, eaten together with Pesach, right? But it's still eaten together with Pesach. If I don't have Pesach, b'zman hazeh, zok the Brisker Rav, maybe even according to the Rambam, even though the Pesach was not part of the karicha, it wasn't part of the sandwich, but because the mitzvah, the Rabban, because the mitzvah of Korech, according to Hillel, was to eat it together with the Karban Pesach, or at the same time that you're eating the Karban Pesach, so b'zman hazeh, it would only be a zecher b'yalma, right? It's only going to be a zecher b'yalma then. Even though the original mitzvah was only to eat matzah and morah together. So you could say, I have the matzah and the morah. Yeah, but the whole idea was to eat it at the same time that you're eating the Karban Pesach. You're not putting them in the krich. You're not putting them in the sandwich together. So even according to the Rambam, we could say that the zecher l'migdash of korech is just a zecher b'yalma, because you're not eating it together with the Karban Pesach. Okay. According to the Rambam, yes. It's much based on English Hayakim. Yeah, that's what we say. Zeichel l'Mikdash Kehilah Kenas Lehilah. It's much based on English Hayakim. The Haggadah is right. I hope. Right? That's the lashon. Yes. The Prima Godim wanted to say that according to Rashi and the Rashbam, it's mistaba that it's just a zecher b'yalma. So let's assume for our purposes that's true. That anyone who would say that Hillel was korech Pesach, Matzah, and Morah together has to say it's just a zecher b'yalma, b'zman hazeh. Because the ma'isa mitzvah is not the same as Hillel did, b'zman shebeis minyan shekayim. So it has to make sense to say that it's a mitzvah
d'rabbanan. Because
Pesach was part of the kricha. The Brisker Rav's chiddush is that even the Rambam, who says that Pesach was not part of the kricha, but because the whole mitzvah of Korach was to eat matzah and morah together, b'kricha, matzah and morah in the sandwich, at the same time that you're eating the Pesach, you know, you're not actually putting the Pesach in the sandwich, so therefore, b'zman hazeh, that you don't have the Karban Pesach, it would just be a zecher b'yalma to eat the Korach. What's an afkamina whether the zecher l'migdash of Korach is just a zecher b'yalma or it's actually a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So, I'm sorry? Why? Why should the... If it's only a zecher, shir. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later. That's a good point. The Ran, very good. But before I get to the Ran, let's get back to the Bach. The first nafkamina is bracha. Does the bracha al achilas matzah and al achilas mora? Do the birchas hamitzvah go on the korech as well? Do I have to recite a bracha on korech, or perhaps not? So the tour. The tour in Siman Tav Ayin Hei quotes from the Baal Hamani, the Sefer Hamani, one of the Rishonim. Kosavod, Harotz Lekayim Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, Lo Yasiach Ad Sheyaseh Kricha Kehillel. Kedeshital Lo Birchas Matzah Umorar Lekricha Kehillel. The Sefer Hamanik says that if you want to be Yotzei Mitzvah Min HaMuvcha, you shouldn't be mafsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah of Matzah and Birchas HaMitzvah of Mor until after Kricha. That's what they say. You should be quiet until after you eat the Kricha, so that the Birchas HaMitzvah of Matzah and Mor will go on the Kricha as well. That's the Sefer Hamanik. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well, there in Siman Tav Ayin Hei Sif Aleph. The Gaon and Bir Agro explains that according to Hillel, you can only be Yotze B'Kricha. So if you're going to be mafsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah of Matzah and Morer, then according to Hillel, you're being mafsik between the Bracha and the Mitzvah. Because Hillel says you can only be Yotze with Kricha. So if we're doing a Zecha L'Migdash Kehillel, we're not supposed to be mafsik. We shouldn't be mafsik. I point out the Shulchan Aruch actually has a very interesting lashon. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch says that you botzea from that bottom matzah, you put it together with marat, metabel v'charosis, and you say zechel amigdash kehillah, and you eat them together. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what kind of amir is this? Where does it say you should say zechel amigdash kehillah? Okay, you might want to say it, but why should I say this right over here? Very strange. Mishnah Berurah thinks that maybe that should be a hefsik. Maybe it should be a hefsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the eating of the Korech. Where do we find that you should say Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah? So he goes so far as to say he thinks it's a Toh Sofer in the Mechaber. That maybe you shouldn't say Va'omer, maybe you should just say Korcha Emamor V'Tovah V'Charoses Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah V'Ochlam B'Yacha. Maybe you shouldn't say Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah. At least, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you say Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah, it should be after the Achila, after the Korech. Someone makbid to do that. They don't say the Zecher L'Migdash Kehillel before they eat Korach, they say it afterwards. The Haggadah doesn't say that. That's not the meaning. Many people who wait until afterwards, they forget to say it, because you know once you finish the Korach, so then you have to get up to brush off all the matzah from you. Right? So you forget. Once you finish, sometimes you just forget to say it. So some people say it before, some are not going to say it afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah is pointing out it's difficult. The whole Amir is difficult. But this whole problem that the Mishnah Berurah is addressing, because he assumes, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to be mafsik. You're not supposed to be mafsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah of Matzah and the Birchas HaMitzvah of Mor and the Korech, because according to Hillel, the Korech is the way that you're fulfilling the Mitzvah of Matzah. The Maral in Gvuras Hashem argues. The Maral says that because the Mitzvah of Korech B'Zman Hazeh is just Zecher LeMikdash, it's only a Zecher B'Yalma, then the bracha doesn't go on the korech. You don't have to be worried about being mafsik between matzah mor and korech. It's just a zecher b'yalma. So what's the problem? Hash to zecher l'migdash avdinan v'kevet lohavi rak zecher l'migdash lo boi bracha klah. Maral says that if it's only Zecher L'Migdash B'Zman HaZeh, then there's no requirement for bracha at all. And he says that's muchach from the Gemara in Pesachim. The Ka'amar v'hashtad lo'im ha'ilchus alo kamar v'lo kamar mevarech ha'matzah v'ochelo mevarech ha'mar v'ochelo v'hoda korach matzah umar v'ochel Zecher L'Migdash. I left out two words. V'ochel what? Below bracha Zecher L'Migdash. Zok the Maral, what's the Gemara telling me? Why do I have to know that you eat the korech without a bracha? Of course you eat the korech without a bracha. If I made the bracha on matzah mor, I'm going to make a new bracha on korech. It doesn't make much sense. The Gemara is telling me what? That if I... That B'diyeved, if you already were mafsik, don't make another bracha. Why would I assume that you should make another bracha? I made a bracha already, so if I was mafsik, I'm mafsik. It's always true. If I make a bracha and I was yotzei a little bit, or maybe there's a suffix if I was yotzei, so then of course I'm not going to make another bracha. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara says that you eat the matzah and the maror without a bracha, zecher lemikdash. What's the chiddush? Zot the maral? No, the Gemara is saying below bracha, the bracha is not going on the karech. Karech has nothing to do with the bracha. Lechatchila, there's no inyan to be mitzarif the bracha with the karech. Lemaynafkemina. Did I make a bracha before? Did I not make a bracha before? It doesn't matter. The nafkemina is, I can even be meisiach, I can speak before the karech. I can speak between the matzah and the maror and the karech, because what does it matter? If since the bracha is not going on the karech anyway, so therefore the maral claims I'm allowed to be mafsik. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Had your ochel matzah maror below bracha zecher lemikdash, the pshat is that the bracha is not going on the karech, it's just a zecher b'yalma anyway. If it's a zecher b'yalma anyway, then I can even be mafsik. L'chadchila, I can even be mafsik, yes.
If it's a zecher, it's not tying a bracha, then how can we make a bracha in Sfera Salimera? It's also a zecher.
That's a very good question. The Maral will say that Sfera Salimera is not just a zecher b'yalma, maybe it's more significant. A zecher l'migdash, that's just a zecher b'yalma, you wouldn't make a bracha on. But a zecher l'migdash that is more significant, you would make a bracha on. So you would just have to distinguish between different types of zecher l'migdash.
What's the distinction?
You have to develop that yourself. I'm going to develop it in the other perspective. I have to think about that. Now, why would Sfira Sa'omer be more of a mitzvah de Rabbanan than Korech? Maybe the answer is that Sfira Sa'omer Bizman HaZeh, we are counting both Yomim and Shavuos the way we paskin. We count both Yomim and Shavuos, so it's exactly the same Isa mitzvah that we had before. If you hold like those Rishonim who claim that Korech is Pesach Matzah Maror, that Hill used to put the Pesach Matzah Maror, it's because the Maisa Mitzvah is somehow different than that Zecher Migdash is only going to be a Zecher B'Yama. Efshin, maybe that's what the Maral has in mind. Okay? Just parenthetically, the Bach happens to say that even though Korech Bezman HaZeh is only a Zecher B'Yama, you still shouldn't be Mafsik against the Maral. He seems to say that it's only a Zecher B'Yama, but nevertheless you shouldn't be Mafsik. Because it's more of a zecher lemikdash. It's zecher lemikdash mamish, he says, if you're not mafsik. It's better. It's more of a zecher. L'chatchila. The Maral says, it doesn't even matter. L'chatchila, you can be mafsik. It's just a zecher b'yama. What's the problem? The Baal says, no, don't go so far. Go so far. It's more zecher lemikdash if you're not going to be mafsik. Someone asked me a shayla, one of the questions in the Q&A, that I didn't get a chance to talk about. Someone said that in his family, they're not so makbid not to be mafsik. They eat the matzah and the maror, and it's hard for them not to be mafsik. So they, you know, by the time they get the karach together, sometimes they start talking, and the person asked me, can he be mafsik? You know, that's the minig in his family. It's a strange minig toast, but it's the minig in his family. So, like, does he have to be very careful to stick out like a sore thumb that he's not going to talk with the rest of his family? So the truth is, it's a machlokas in the poskim. The maral would say, l'chatchila, he could be mafsik. The minig is not to be mafsik. It's best not to be mafsik. It's not so long. It's not so strange. You know, if you were doing something stranger, maybe we could talk about it. But it's not such a strange thing. So the minig is really not to be mafsik. It's better not to. Shulchan Aruch certainly holds that one should not be mafsik. The Bach says even if you claim that it's just a zecher b'yalma, you shouldn't be mafsik. But we might paskin that Korech is more than a zecher b'yalma. Right, we might pass in that Korech is more than just a Zecher B'Yalma. Certainly, if Hillel only was Korech, Matzah, and Maror together, it makes a lot of sense that maybe it should be more than a Zecher B'Yalma. So more than a Zecher B'Yalma, you shouldn't be Mafsik. Make sure that the Birchas HaMitzvah, Matzah, and Maror actually can apply to the Korech as well. So it's best not to be Mafsik if you can. Yes?
So based on the idea of the Haskalas HaMitzvah that Maral was talking about, that starting to eat the Matzah, so then would he be saying that matzah, maror, and korech have to be totally as we as promised? Like,
no, I'd get that guy. He wouldn't, because mitzvah. Again, if you're, it is one mitzvah, but not really. Meaning, we're eating the korech to be yotzei hillel. So according to Hillel, we shouldn't eat the matzah and the maror separately. We should eat the matzah and the maror together.
So your real mitzvah is starting by korech.
So your real mitzvah, so to speak, is starting at korech. Though the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah is to eat it separately. So it's a little strange. Apparently, there are tzvei dinin. Hillel was a brisker. He was the forerunner to the biscuits, right? He understood you're supposed to eat the matzah separately before the karech, but karech is a new mitzvah, right? So because it's a new mitzvah, so the shir of kedei achilas pras will start over again, but we're not going to make another bracha. So the barachas should still go on the korech.
So even if his mar makes a mikdash, he would still have matzah and korech. You and mar is their eyes.
I think the mitzvah erev tochel matzahs lachar has to be separate. It's not supposed to be together with the mar. So even Hillel would say that he's supposed to eat the matzah separately. That's what Tosus says. Bizman hazeh, Hillel would have matzah separately, and then have korech. Are you saying if mar is the I see what you're saying. When mora was the raisa, so then you could be yotzei everything together. Right, you're right, Haka. Hill would say that you could have only had the korech and you'd be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah and mora together. Would you be yotzei? I have to think about that. Would you be yotzei ba'erev tochel matzahs that way? If Hill claims that ein mitzvah mevat lo zu azu, so then you'd be yotzei the mitzvah of ba'erev tochel matzahs as well. So according to Hill, you would only have to have the matzah and the mora, and that's it. Just have a korech. This matzah raisa and nishkaim, since everything is a mitzvah that raisa, there won't be a problem. Good.
Why does Mishnah Berurah have such a problem with it? Why can't we just say that the whole Shulchan Aruch saying that you should say Zechel Mikdash Kehillah, that's part of the way it's done. Meaning, yeah, you're speaking, which normally we assume is a hafsak, is a hafsik.
But it's a tzarech of the mitzvah.
Why
is this called a tzarech? Is it such a tzarech? I have to say this. If I don't say this, I'm not going to be able to the mitzvah. Why? Why? The Zepis, I have to have an amira. Kind of idea is that?
Maybe because others Yechel HaMikdash, we have a...
And the Gemara doesn't say that you have that. That's part of the mitzvah of the Rabbanah. The Shulchan Aruch introduced a new idea. That's what prompts the Mishnah Berurah to say that maybe Ve'omer is it's a Tohu Sofer. Maybe doesn't exist in the Mechaber. He never said Ve'omer. You don't say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillah. You eat it Zeichel HaMikdash, but you don't say Zeichel HaMikdash. I hear what you're trying to say. Maybe the Samira is a Tzarech of the mitzvah to explain what we're doing over here. We're eating matzah, we're eating mara, now we're eating a sandwich, but what's, right?
Right,
maybe they're telling the kids, right? We don't eat gebrucks the rest of the yomtiv, so what are we eating gebrucks here? We have to explain, no, it's Zechel HaMikdash Kehillah, right? That's one of the makaras, maybe, for gebrucks. I'm just kidding. Okay? right, we're explaining what the mitzvah is, what we're doing here.
Yeah. If anything, it's a makar against gebrucks.
Okay. I think we should move on. Elon.
Just to answer my question, Bar Alafa gives the answer, he gives the possibility, and then he says it's a dofe.
Right, okay. He says that Mamash, okay, I forget it. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. What's the other nafkamina? So the other nafkamina, Avi pointed out, is... Actually, Avi said something a little different. It does relate to Shira. Okay. The other nafkamina that the Ran talks about is, do you need matzah shmura for karech? Do you need matzah shmura for karech? The Riv has a very cryptic comment. The Riv, and Dav Chav Zayin and his David. The second last page in the Riv. Let's say you only have one kezayis. Ochil bereishem mehech the lo minter, that you eat first in the beginning of the suda, eat from the matzah sheinu meshemeres and the non shmura matzah, the matzah pshuta. The mevarich alei hamotzi ulebesof mevarich al kezayis the minter lechol matzah veochil. So first you eat from the matzah sheinu meshemeres, the Rif will say, and leave the kezayis for the end, for the afikoma, and then you eat from the matzah meshemeres, and you make an alachilas matzah on that matzah. U'mevarech ha-mara v'ochil v'hoda karach matzah mara v'ochil below bracha. Then you eat the mara, and then you eat matzah mara. You don't want to eat matzah, you don't want to eat the karach before the mara. You're not going to eat the mara before the matzah. The matzah is the mitzvah d'araisa, so you eat your matzah. Then you go to the mitzvah of matzah afterwards, at the end of the meal, for the afikoman. Then you eat mara, and then you eat karech. That's what the Riv writes. So it's a little bit strange. The Riv says, Hegel les lekula sudasa matzah demintera ela kezayis b'lechud. So eat the kezayis b'resha, and then eat another kezayis of karech. How can you do that? The two kezayis? Do you have one kezayis, or do you have two kezayis? Well, how much do you have over here? First, the Riv says that you only have a kezayis. Then he says, eat a kezayis in the beginning of the... Eat matzah sheinu meshemeres, then eat a kezayis of matzah shmura, make an alachilas matzah on that, and then eat a kezayis of matzah together with the morar and have korech. Two kezayis or not? What's going on over here? It actually doesn't say that you should eat a kezayis with the matzah. matzah mora v'ochel below bracha. He says, eat a kezias of matzah, shmura, and make an alachilas matzah on that. Then eat mora, and then eat matzah and mora. So what matzah is he going on? It seems like, that's the Ran's understanding, it seems like he's going on matzah shmura, even though he doesn't say matzah demintera there, kezias demintera. But presumably, he's saying you're leaving all the mitzvahs to the end, and then you're going to eat from matzah shmura for all of the mitzvahs. So the Ran felt, he quotes those who ask on the Rif, that they felt that it sounds like you're eating matzah shmura for the matzah and for karech. Two kezaisim, but you only have one kezaisim. So what are you eating two kezaisim for? That's the Ran's kasha on the Rif. The efshir shekesha omer haravzal karech matzah mura mehahid lo mintere ka'omer. Maybe the Rif is not talking about that you should actually have two kezaisim, that you eat a kezaisim of matzah shmura for karech as well. No, you're only eating matzah shmura for the matzah, but not for the karech. The kevin the kricha ain ela mishum zech lamigdash b'yalma, says the Ran, mistaya de ovid lafilu mimatzah de lamintura. Says the Ran, since Korach was on his head, only Zech HaMikdash, so therefore you can be Yotzei with Matzah Shein HaShmur. Inami, he suggests, the Chikamah, the Lesley, Ela Kazayas B'Lachud, love Kazayas B'Lachud Dafka Kamar, Ela Kashir Chovse Kamar. He means, Kashir Chovse, he means that you have two Kazaysim, one for Matzah, one for Korach, so just keep in mind that leave it for the end, right? We want to be Yotzei the Matzah with Afikomans, that the time of Matzah, there's a din in the mitzvah of matzah, the matzah's mitzvah, that the tam should be nisha b'fiv. So you want to be yotzei at the end of the meal when the tam matzah is still going to be in the fiv with the afikom. So that's why we leave the kezeisim that we have, according to the second shot in the Ran, we leave both kezeisim for the end. You'll be yotzei both matzah and korech with the two kezeisim. One kezeis for matzah, one kezeis for korech. But the Ran suggests in his first answer something very different. He says, no, you really only have one kezeis of matzah shmur. So what's the Rif saying? That you leave the kezayis and matzah shmur for the end, and then you eat matzah and mor? You only have one kezayis. How can you eat matzah and mor? How can you eat, excuse me, how can you eat matzah and then eat karech? Again, matzah and mor together. So says the Ran, no, it's zecha l'migdash, b'zvanazah. Since it's only zecha l'migdash, mistaya da avila afilu mimatzah d'lo mintera. Then matzah shen shmur is enough. What's the Ran talking about? How could that be? Just because it's zecha l'migdash b'yama, so therefore matzah shmur is enough? It's docha mitzvah d'rabbanan. So if the mitzvah derabanan, if the mitzvah deraisa of matzah requires matzah shmur, the mitzvah derabanan of matzah should require matzah shmur as well. So Rabbi Shachter quotes from the Rav. I'm not sure if this was from the Rav or Rabbi Shachter added this, that the Ran is following the position of the other mefarshim that we've developed, the Maral and the others, that if zecher l'migdash kehillel means that it's just a zecher b'yalma b'sman hazeh. Especially if Hillel used to put the matzah and the mor and the Pesach together. He put Pesach with the kricha. Especially if he put Pesach with the kricha, then we understand that it's just the zecher b'yalma. But the Biskei Rav suggests that even according to the Rambam, it might only be a zecher b'yalma because it's not eaten together with the carbon Pesach. And as a result of it being a zecher b'yalma, maybe you can be mafsig between the birchas hamitzvah of matzah and mor, and the birchas hamitzvah of and the achila of karech. Maybe it could be mafsig between the birchas hamitzvah of matzah, the birchas hamitzvah of mor, and the achila of karech. Rabbeinu Manoach, in fact, pointed this out. I left him out. Rabbeinu Manoach on that Rambam, he points out the Rambam would hold that you can be mafsig. There's no need to make a bracha at all. Rabbeinu Manoach is in the packet. Where is it? Rabbeinu Manoach and Chametz and Matzah Perek Ches Halacha Ches, they're at the end. Aval Bracha Lo Baye De Ha'ena Le Mitzah Klal El Azdecher B'Yalma Ve HaMitzah Krakiyem Osa. Rabbeinu Manoach writes Beferish, it's a Zecher B'Yalma, you will fulfill the Mitzah. That's the Rambam. The Mitzah Midivrei Sofim is Morar. But Korech is a Zecher L'Migdash, it's just a Zecher B'Yalma. The Rabbeinu Manoach is like the Maral, that there's no Chiyuv Bracha at all. Stama, he would say that you could even be mafsik. So the Ran is interpreting that the Rif holds the same. The Rif holds that it's just a zecher b'yalma. It's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan whatsoever. So if karech is only a zecher b'yalma b'zman hazeh, so then we can understand, claims the Ran, why the Rif will say that you don't need matzah shmur for karech. It's just a zecher b'yalma. Avi suggested that maybe if it's only Zecher B'Yalma, maybe you don't need a full shiur. I don't know. It's interesting. If you look at the way the Ran interprets the Rif obviously doesn't hold that way, right? Because he holds that it's only a Zecher B'Yalma, that's why you don't need Matzah Shmura, but yet the Rif assumes that you need a Kazayis for Karev, right? What is this? Rif Gadda doesn't say Kazayis, right? He doesn't say Kezayis, so who knows? Maybe if you don't need Matzah Shmura, maybe you don't need Kezayis either. Maybe you attack a right Avi. I don't know. The second shot in the round is that the Rif holds that you need another Kezayis, and you have two Kezayis of Matzah Shmura. But if you hold that that Matzah Shena Shmura is enough, you see the round assumed that you're going to have a Kezayis, but a Kezayis of Matzah Shena Shmura. But who says the Rif doesn't write Kezayis? Says the Rif doesn't write Kezayis, maybe you don't need a Kezayis either. I don't know. That's tremendous Kiddush. Pashup Shad is, the Rif is just saying that if Karech is only a Zecha B'Yalma, Bizman Azeh, so then you don't need Matzah Shena Shmura. Maybe you go even further, maybe you wouldn't even need the Kazayas according to the Rif. Epsha. Question? Nathan?
Why stop at the Kazayas? You could say that the Marer also doesn't need to have all the dinim of Marer.
What do you mean?
It could be Kavush and...
No. Shear means that you have the whole full Heftah Shal Mitzvah, it's just that it's not the full Shear. But to say that you don't have, I mean, according to you, you could say that you could take a banana for Mara too. What's the difference? It's not a vegetable. Okay, you could take a carrot for Mara. It's a vegetable, fine. You got to take Mara, right? So the fact that you don't need a shear, it's not as choshev. So maybe if it's only a Zecher B'Yalma, you wouldn't need the full shear. But not to take Mara seems more difficult. Said the Rav, based on this, we can come full circle and we can explain the Bala more. You have to understand the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh, it is Zeich LeMikdash, but what's the nature of that Zeich LeMikdash? Is it a mitzvah Drabanan, or is it only a Zeich B'Yalma? So that might be a machlokas amarayim in the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos on Samach Vav Amud Aleph writes, Omar Abaye, mitzvah lemin yomi, mitzvah lemin shivuei. Rabbanan debay Ravashi, manu yomi, manu shivuei. Hamemer manu yomi, velo manu shivuei. Omar Zeich LeMikdashu. Machlokas Amarayim in the Gemara Menachos is exactly what you count. Rabbanan debay Ravashi counted both days and weeks. Amemar counted only days and not weeks, because he says that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only Zecher LeMikdash, so therefore we only count Yom and we don't count Shavuos. So said the Rav, what did the Rabbanan debay Ravashi hold? They hold that Sfiras HaOmer is not Zecher LeMikdash. What do they hold? So if you claim, like the Rambam, that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah deraisa, so you can suggest that maybe the Amoraim are arguing whether it's a mitzvah deraisa or only a Zecher LeMikdash. Is it deraisa or is it the Rabbana? That's the famous Rashi. That's the famous Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tmidin and Musafim says that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah deraisa because it's related to the Zman. It's not related to the Korban. Mitzvah Saseh Lispa Sheva Shabbos as Tmimos, Miyom Havas HaOmer, Miyom Havas HaOmer, from the Yom that they would normally bring the Korban. Mitzvah Zu I'll call Ishmi Yisrael V'chol Makom V'chol Zman, the Rambam says. This is in Tmidin U'Musaf in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Beis, and then Chav Gimel. So the Rambam holds that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah deraisa because it's not a function of bringing of the Korban. If it would be a function of bringing the Korban, so Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the Korban, it's going to be a mitzvah derabanan. The Rambam says it's a function of the Zman that the Korban of the Yomer is brought. Tezai and Isa. So because it's a function of the Zman, it's a mitzvah deraisa Bizman Hazeh. So if you take the Rambam's position, then it's Poshut. The Rabbanan of the Beravashi hold that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah deraisa. That's why they count both Yom and Shavuos. Amemer felt that Sfiras HaOmer is only a mitzvah derabanan. It's Zecher LeMikdash. That's why he said that you only count Yomim and you don't count Shavuos. But the problem is, according to Tosfos, there in Menachos and Samavah, who say that Sfiras HaOmer is only a mitzvah derabanan Bizman Hazeh. That's how they paskin. So what's Machlokas Amarayim in the Gemara? What do the Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi hold? If they hold that it's only Zecher LeMikdash, so why shouldn't you only count Yomim? Why do you count Shavuot? What could be the Machlokas? So of course, not so shver. You could say that the Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi and Amemar are still arguing whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabanan. But the Bali Tosfos is paskin like whom? Like Amemar. The Rambam could paskin like the Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi that Sfiras HaOmer is deraisa, and the Bali Tosfos will paskin like Amemar that it's only the Rabbanan. And everything works out beautifully. But according to us, it's even more beautiful. Maybe you could suggest that even the Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi hold that Sfira Somer is Taka Mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's Zecher LeMikdash. The Machlokas, Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi and the Amemar is what is the Zecher LeMikdash? Is Zecher LeMikdash just the Tam HaTakana? But the Gedder HaTakana is that it's really a Mitzvah the Rabbanan. Who holds like that? The Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi. And since they hold that Sfira Somer Bizman HaZeh is a Mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's not just Zecher LeMikdash, not just the Zecher Biyam, it's a Mitzvah the Rabbanan. What do we do? What must we do? We have to count weeks as well. The Maisa Mitzvah has to be the same as the Mitzvah Bizman Shabbos HaMinash Kayim. A Meimar holds that not only is it only the Rabbanan, but it's only a Zecher B'Yalma. Meaning it's a Takana the Rabbanan, but it's not a Mitzvah the Rabbanan at all. It's just a Zecher B'Yalma. Not only is it not the Raisa, I should say. It's only a Zecher B'Yalma. It's only a Zecher B'Yalma. So then we're only going to count days, we're not going to count weeks. That's exactly what the Baal HaMoor says, if you look carefully. The Baal HaMoor says that a Meimar proves that Sfiras HaOmer must only be a Zecher B'Yalma because he counted Yomim and not Shavuos. But we do count Shavuos. We know we count both days and weeks. It's up to Baal HaMoor. Minigu. It's a minig v'yalma. It's not the ikar halacha. Says the Baal HaMoor, Amemar holds a sphere. So Omer is a zecher l'migdash. It's a zecher v'yalma. It's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's why he claimed that the ma'isa mitzvah b'zman hazeh is only yom. It's not shavuos. Because it's just a zecher v'yalma. We count days and weeks, but we're not doing that because of the ikar takana, because of the takana of zecher l'migdash. It's just a minig v'yalma, he claims. It's quite a chiddush. How did he know that? But that's what he claims. So since we're counting weeks only as a minig b'yalma, but Sfiras HaOmer really we hold as a zecher b'yalma, it's only a zecher b'yalma, then we can understand first of all why me'ikar adin, you should only have to count yomim and not shavuos, and we can understand why you don't recite Shechiyanu, because maybe Shechiyanu was only recited on a mitzvah. If Sfiras HaOmer is only a zecher b'yalma, then it makes sense that there's no Shechiyanu. This is how the Rav explained the first answer of the Baal HaMoor. Questions? What's the second answer to the Baal HaMoor? Yes.
So, why only say Shabbat by the Korach?
Why don't we? Do we?
Why don't you? There's Hanukkah.
First of all, you are saying Shechiyanu by Korach, because what you really should ask me is why don't we say Shechiyanu by Matzah? Where's the Shechiyanu by Matzah?
Kiddush.
It's the Shechiyanu and Kiddush. It goes on all the mitzvahs of the night. So, Shechiyanu and Kiddush goes on Korach as well. Netilas Lulav gets a Shechiyanu because the Zechel HaMikdash of Netilas Lulav must be a real mitzvah. The Lulav that you take, Zechel HaMikdash Kol Shiva, must be exactly the same Lulav Mistama. I guess, if you assume it has to be the same Lulav. If you assume that all the psulim of the first day apply to the other days, then certainly it has to be the same Lulav. If you hold like those poskim that claim that the psulim of Lulav and the first day don't apply to the other days, then it's a little bit more difficult. You got to work on that. Pashup Shad is the mitzvah of Lulav Kol Shiva is exactly the same. So that's why we get a Shechiyanu one. What's the second answer of the Baal HaMoor? That Sfiras HaOmer is an Agmas Nefesh. It's not a mitzvah of Simcha. What does that mean? The Rav had a comment about that issue as well. The Rav commented that there are some Zechel HaMikdash, some mitzvah Zechel HaMikdash, or some ideas of Zechel HaMikdash, that are what he called Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. And there are some Zecher LeMikdash that are Zecher LeChurban HaMikdash. The Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva is the quintessential, the paradigmatic example of a Zecher LeMikdash that's Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the Aflam, it says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Masakin the Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva. Tzion Hidoresh Ein La, Yerushalayim, Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, requires Drisha, Mechlal Debaya Drisha. We have to remember the Beis HaMikdash, because it's not there. If it were there, everyone would know about it. Tzion Hidoresh Ein La, Tzion doesn't have a Doresh, someone that's seeking it out, Mechlal Debaya Drisha. So we do Zecher LeMikdash to keep in mind the Beis HaMikdash, not to forget the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an example, said the Rav, of a Zecher LeMikdash that Zecher LeBinyan HaMikdash. But we have many other things that we do to remind ourselves of the Churban. Zecher LeChurban. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Hilchas Tisha B'Av, siman Tavkuf Samach, that's the siman of Zecher L'Churban, a person who's building a new home, he shouldn't make it as nice as he could, should leave out a little space, we leave a tefach by the door that's not finished. A chosan gets Efer Makle on his head, right? There are many nihugim that we have, many nihugim that we have that are Zecher L'Churban. We know that we have to do things that are zecher l'churban. Those minhagim are not zecher l'binyan beis hamikdash. Those are zecher l'churban beis hamikdash. Said the Rav, one of the hints, it's not necessarily mukhar, but one of the hints that tell us whether something is zecher l'binyan beis hamikdash or zecher l'churban beis hamikdash is whether we're doing the mitzvah in exactly the same way. If we take away part of the mitzvah, perhaps that is a simin l'davar that we're doing it differently. We're doing it in a somewhat minimized way, precisely because of the churban. We want to remember that we can't do the mitzvah completely because of the churban based on English. So said the Rav, maybe that's what the Baal Amor has in mind. Even if you'll tell me that a mitzvah that's just a zecher b'yalma should get a shechiyanu, even if you'll tell me that a mitzvah zecher b'yalma should get a shechiyanu, but Sfiras HaOmer is even less than a zecher b'yalma. It's a zecher b'yalma that's zecher l'churban based on English. It's a agmas nefesh. It's a mitzvah of tzar. So Sfiras HaOmer, since it's a mitzvah of tzar, that's why it's not going to get a shechiyanu. Don't tell me that any mitzvah that's just a zecher b'yalma doesn't get a shechiyanu. The Baal Amor is saying maybe that's not true. Maybe if it's only as a zecher, maybe even if it's only a zecher b'yalma, we'll get a shechiyanu. Sfiras HaOmer is a special zecher l'mikdash. Not only is it just a zecher b'yalma, it's a mitzvah of tzar. So if it's a mitzvah of tzar, it's not a mitzvah of simcha. So then we're not gonna make a shechiyanu on that mitzvah. This could help explain one final point. I'm not sure if the Rav added this or others have added this. The Tosis in Megillah, you can look it up. Tosis in Megillah, I don't have it with me. And Daf Chaf Amevei says, after Sfira Sa'omer, after we count Sfira, we say, Yirotzen Sheyivana Beis HaMikdash B'mheirav Yamein. We have a tefillah that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Now why do we only have that tefillah by Sfira Sa'omer, not by Shofar, not by Lulav? What's the difference? The Tosfos in Megillah suggests that Sfiras HaOmer, since it's only a dibur b'alma, there's no ma'isa, so we have this special tefillah. It's a dibur, there is no ma'isa involved. It's zecher l'mikdash for sure, but we have this special tefillah because there's no ma'isa involved when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, so then we'll have a ma'isa involved with this mitzvah. That's why we say this tefillah. But according to the Rebbe, it's mamish beautiful. Sfiras HaOmer is just a zecher l'churban Beis HaMikdash. If the purpose is as a zecher to the churban Beis HaMikdash, so then what better time to have a tefillah that Yibana Beis HaMikdash b'mheira v'yameinu than after counting Sfira? That's the whole idea. You count Sfira as a zecher to the churban Beis HaMikdash, that we don't have the carbon, we can't bring the Omer b'zman hazeh. We're counting Sfira, remembering what we did at that time, but we did it in a greater way, with a more significant, according to some, we're only counting days now, we're not even counting weeks, even b'zman hazeh, that our minhag is to count both days and weeks, but it's a zecher l'churban Beis HaMikdash. So if it's a zecher l'churban Beis HaMikdash, what better time to give a special tefillah that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt and we should be able to bring the Omer.